3. Multiple languages and ChatGPT models. What's the difference between ChatGPT models? What is the difference between the multiple ChatGPT models? You may have heard of ChatGPT 3.5, ChatGPT 4, 4.0, 4.0 Mini, and then the newest series, 0.1 Preview and 0.1 Mini. What is the difference between all of those models, and how do you know which one to use for each task? How different are things like pricing and speed, or anything else that you need to know? First, let's talk about where to find these models. Go to chat.openai.com. You'll open up this familiar interface. On the upper left, this is your model selector. Right now, it's set to GPT 4.0, and it has a nice little description, which I find to be true. Great for most tasks. Personally, GPT 4.0 is my default model, and I rarely change it. But if you want to see more models, here you have 4.0 Mini, as well as GPT 4, which is now considered the legacy model. The most important thing to know is that each model is optimized for different tasks, so it is useful to know which one you should use to help you kind of get the most out of your interactions. GPT-4, even though it's a legacy model today, when it first came out, I found it substantially more capable than 3.5 for a wide variety of tasks. Problem solving, creative writing, content creation, etc. However, it's heavier on computational resources, which makes it slower and a bit more expensive, and that's why it's now considered a legacy model. GPT-4.0. Earlier this year, OpenAI announced GPT-4.0, which is lighter than GPT-4. It's a more optimized version of GPT-4 that maintains really strong performance on most general tasks, but it does it faster and cheaper. So, if you're doing everyday tasks like content creation, brainstorming, asking questions back and forth, GPT-4.0 is, in my opinion, the best default choice. GPT-4.0 Mini. You can think of this as kind of a budget-friendly alternative to GPT-4. It's smaller, it's faster, and it's significantly cheaper, while still being very good. It's really great for more straightforward tasks where you need efficiency. For example, if you are incorporating ChatGPT's API into your app, and you need faster response times, that's a great use case for one of these mini models. Also, when you're prototyping something or just testing things out. Just to recap, if you're looking for a more cost-effective option and/or faster responses, then consider GPT-4.0 Mini. 0.1 Series, 0.1 Preview, and 0.1 Mini. OpenAI announced the 0.1 Series and 0.1 Mini. These models are designed to excel at complex reasoning tasks, especially science, technology, engineering, and math. These models are built to do step-by-step reasoning. However, they don't have access to some of the advanced tools that GPT-4.0 offers. For example, browsing the web or uploading files, you currently cannot do that in 0.1 Preview or 0.1 Mini. Unless you're doing coding or heavy mathematics, GPT-4.0 is going to be your best bet for probably like 99% of your tasks. For those of you who might be wondering how the 0.1 model is so much better at reasoning-based tasks compared to GPT-4.0, the difference is in how OpenAI trains the different models. OpenAI today hasn't released all the details of how they train 0.1 Preview, but the best guess in the community, based on OpenAI's announcements and the research papers they cited, is the difference between a teacher grading your homework based on getting the correct answer versus grading your homework and looking at your reasoning steps to arrive at the correct answer. Models before 0.1 were trained with human feedback that said, as long as the final answer is correct, we're going to mark the solution as correct. Whereas 0.1 Preview and 0.1 Mini are trained with human feedback that looks at the reasoning steps as well. So, the reasoning to arrive at the correct answer must also be correct in order for that solution to be marked as correct. One of the really neat things about the 0.1 series is that you can see its thought process. Copying a hard SAT math question. You can actually expand this to see the thought process. Revisiting temperature scales. Revisiting options. evaluating temperature conversions, comparing temperature shifts, assessing the equivalence. Then it's going through each option, because this is like, which of these are true? And it's going through each option to evaluate whether it's true. And the final answer is D, 1 and 2 only, which is correct. Which model should you use? Just to recap, which model should you use and for what purpose? GPT-4o. For almost every daily task, like answering questions, writing essays, or content, GPT-4o is often the best choice because it's an incredible balance of capabilities, and it's also still very efficient. GPT-4o Mini. But if you need faster results, like you're integrating ChatGPT into a product and you need faster response times, or you need it significantly cheaper, then consider 4o Mini because it's faster and more cost-efficient. 01 Preview. If you're doing complex reasoning tasks such as math, coding, or engineering, that's when you would look at 01 Preview. 01 Mini. If you need a faster version of 01 Preview, that would be your 01 Mini, similarly trained as 01 Preview, but faster at reasoning. Again, if you're integrating ChatGPT into an application, for example, freight broker / carrier examples, model choice. General tasks, GPT-4o. Both brokers and carriers would likely use GPT-4o for most of their daily tasks. Email drafting, load board searching, rate negotiation responses, basic regulation questions, etc. Faster responses, GPT-4o Mini. A carrier needing quick directions or traffic updates while on the road might prefer GPT-4o Mini for its speed. A broker needing to rapidly respond to multiple load offers might also choose the mini version. Complex calculations, 01 Preview / 01 Mini. If a carrier is trying to optimize routes for multiple trucks, considering HOS regulations, fuel costs, and delivery windows, the 01 Preview model might offer a slight advantage in complex reasoning, though GPT-4o is likely sufficient. A broker calculating complex accessorial charges based on multiple contract clauses might potentially benefit. But again, GPT-4o is likely adequate. These are very niche cases. The key takeaway is that for most freight-related tasks, GPT-4o will be the best choice. The specialized models are only potentially beneficial in very specific, complex reasoning scenarios. Can ChatGPT understand different languages? Can ChatGPT understand different languages? Yes, absolutely. It can understand and respond in all sorts of languages. ChatGPT officially supports over 50 languages. For example, you can ask a question in English and get a response in Spanish. You can ask a question in French and get a response in Chinese. This makes ChatGPT incredibly versatile because you don't have to go to a separate application or tool to get your translation. This is made possible because ChatGPT was trained on massive, massive amounts of data, which included data in multiple languages. Languages supported by ChatGPT. To get the full list of languages supported by ChatGPT, go to help.openai.com and search for languages. You'll get to this article, which lists all of the languages that ChatGPT supports today. Logging into ChatGPT. Now let's log into ChatGPT and see how it works. Here I'm going to give a prompt. Write a social media post celebrating a milestone of 300,000 followers across social media as an AI educator. Output the post in Spanish. Output the post in Spanish. So, here, even though my prompt is in English, ChatGPT is going to output the post in Spanish. ChatGPT responds in Spanish. That's great. And now I can say, translate this post to French. ChatGPT responds in French. So now it's taking the Spanish output, the social media post, and translating it to French. Using multiple languages within ChatGPT is this simple. Simply ask what language you want the final post to be in, or whether you want it translated. Now, for example, let's copy this post in French. Let's start a new session, and let's say, what is this post about? It's in French, but I don't speak French. copying and pasting the French post. Output the post in English. I just copied the French post that it generated in the other conversation, and you can see I pasted in the French post, and it's telling me in English what the post is about. It's super easy to get started using ChatGPT for multiple languages. Simply ask what language you want it to output, or you can ask anything in your language of choice. So, if Spanish is your primary language, for example, instead of writing these prompts in English like in this section, just write the prompts in Spanish, and ChatGPT will be able to understand what you're asking and reply in Spanish as well. Or if you want it translated to a different language, simply ask. Update settings. Now, if you want to update your settings permanently, you can click your profile in the top right corner, click on Settings. And then in the General section, there is this option for Language. When you first sign up for ChatGPT, the default selected option is Auto-Detect, so it'll auto-detect what language you're using. But you can go ahead and set this to your primary language so that you don't have to type it out every time or request the answer in Spanish every time. If you're using ChatGPT on your phone, in the native mobile app, there's a similar setting there. Just click on Settings, and then find where it says Language, and then select your primary language to use. Limitations. One really important limitation when it comes to multi-language use is that ChatGPT performs best in languages that have a lot of training data available, such as English and Spanish. But when it comes to languages that are more niche, not widely spoken across the globe, ChatGPT will perform worse. It'll also struggle with things like cultural references, slang, and idioms in other languages that don't have a lot of training data available. That is expected to improve over time as OpenAI trains its models on more and more data representing diverse languages. But even with its present capabilities, it's incredibly powerful. I mean, look how easy it was to go between four different languages within the span of a few minutes. In summary, yes, you can absolutely use ChatGPT for many languages. It supports over 50 languages. Freight broker and carrier examples, multilingual use. Freight broker. Translate this loading instruction document from English to Spanish for the driver. Draft an email in French to a potential client in Quebec about our cross-border shipping services. What is the meaning of entrepôt in English? Warehouse-related term. Summarize this news article about port congestion in Mexico and translate the summary into Spanish. Carrier. Translate these delivery instructions from German to English. I received a message from a broker in Italian. What does it say? How do I say delayed due to weather in Mandarin Chinese? Write a short email response in Spanish confirming I have a truck available.